Welcome back to Unstoppable Faith with Chris Click. In the previous episode, we talked about the heart of the Father in that He is never too far away from us. We may stray from Him, but He never leaves us. He is always there waiting for us to return to Him. And what we get in return is forgiveness and a healed relationship with Him. In today's episode, we will discuss how great God is and the wonders of His creation. God has given us so much beauty in the world that we live, and that beauty is all for His honor and His glory. So let's discuss today's episode entitled, How Great. One of my favorite things to do is to study and learn more about God's creation. I have always loved science, astronomy, animals, and the way things work. It wasn't until after I got saved at 19 years old that I fully understood how amazing our world and universe really is. Because we have a God that is so great and magnificent beyond our imagination. One of the coolest things I have ever studied is the Vela pulsar. When a star explodes and collapses back on itself, it creates a magnetic rotating supernova. This specific supernova we are talking about then rotates at 11 times per second, which is faster than a helicopter's blades. Scientists and astronomers wanted to see if this supernova made any sound, and they sent out a radio wave deep into space. And what they got back was astonishing. It sounded as if someone was playing the drums repeatedly. What was that great piece of God's creation doing? Psalm 148, verses 3 through 4, gives us that answer. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. I have heard people ask, why would God create things that we cannot see or we cannot enjoy ourselves? The answer is simple and can be found clearly in Scripture. Also, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him," and look at this, "and for Him." Whether it is a giant star in the heavens or a tiny seed breaking open in the earth for the first time, all things were created to bring praise and glory to the Father in heaven. We must also be reminded that it is not just the things of creation that are meant to constantly praise God, but also those of creation. As we read further in Psalm chapter 148, verses 11 through 13 say, "Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven." Sometimes we like to choose when we like to praise God, whether that be on a Sunday, when we have time, when our day is going well, or when He is blessing us. But what we fail to remember is that God always deserves the glory from our lives each and every day, no matter what may fall, whether we're having a good day or a bad day. As we look back at the Vela pulsar, it constantly rotates day in and day out for one purpose, and that purpose is to give praise to its creator. So may we live with the same purpose, because out of everything else God created, we have much more purpose and value. We are created in His image, and may we glorify and praise Him in that image through everything and in every day. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You for who You are, and for the beautiful creation that You have given us that points to Your power and majesty and glory. And just as You created those things for Your glory, help us to remember that we were created for your glory and your praise as well. Help us to lift our voices and our lives and our hearts and everything about us to give you praise and honor that you alone deserve. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for creating us in your image so that we can have a relationship with you. And bless us as we go through the rest of our week. And may you get all of the praise and honor and glory you alone deserve. In your precious and holy name, amen. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Unstoppable Faith with Chris Glick. We'll see you next time.